Chapter 12. The Yanomami to the Rescue. Thomas had started the engine, and the plane was slowly beginning to move.
"Oh no," cried Kathy. "We must stop him."
"We can't stop him," said John, putting his arm round Kathy. "But they can." There were many canoes near the plane, moving rapidly on the river. They reached the plane and circled it. Thomas knew that there was no escape, and he turned off the engine.
"It's the Yanomami," cried Kathy. "They followed us."
Thomas opened the door of the plane and put his hands in the air.
"Okay," he shouted to the Yanomami. "You win."
Several of the Indians pulled him into one of the canoes. Meanwhile, some of the Indians had pulled their canoes onto the bank. They walked over to the group.
"Junker John, Junker John,"
they welcomed them, smiling. Jane, Kathy and John were very happy to see the Yanomami. By this time, they were like old friends. The Indians stood to one side to allow two of their men to pass. The two men were carrying an old man with a long, thin stick. They stopped in front of Jane and lowered the old man to the ground.
"That's the old doctor who helped me with my broken ribs," John said quietly to Kathy.
The old man turned his head towards the plane. Tears fell onto his lined face as he listened to the sound of the animals and birds in the boxes. John looked at the plane too.
"We can't leave them there," he said.
Two of the Indians picked up the old man. They carried him in their arms and brought him close enough to the plane to see the boxes. The old man shook his head and moved his arms in the air. Then he said something to John and pointed several times from the plane to the canoes.
"I think he wants the boxes to be put into the canoes and," said Jane.
"The animals freed," Kathy completed Jane's sentence. John smiled and shook the old man's hand. The old man said something to the other Indians in his strange language. They immediately ran to their canoes and rowed towards the plane. The Indians that had stayed on the river and circled the plane now jumped into the plane. They carefully passed the boxes with the live cargo to the Indians who were waiting in their canoes below. The old man made a sign to Jane, Kathy and John to go with them.
"What about the plane?" asked Jane. "Are we just leaving it here?"
"Don't worry. I'm sure the Yanomami will bring us back here after the animals and birds have been freed," John answered.
The canoes travelled rapidly along the river, with the Indians singing as they rowed.
"I think they must be happy that the animals are being returned to the jungle," smiled Kathy.
They rowed round a bend in the river and continued towards the bank. Once they got to land, the Indians jumped out of the canoes and began to pull the canoes out of the water. Suddenly, many Indians, both young and old, ran out of the jungle towards them. The boxes were lifted high onto the shoulders of Indians who were waiting to take them. Jane, Kathy, John and Thomas followed the Indians into the jungle.
"Don't even think about escaping," John told Thomas.
The Yanomami village wasn't very far away. Soon they could see the familiar bamboo huts. It seemed as if everyone in the village was there to welcome them.
"I wonder how they knew we were coming," said Jane, as little children danced excitedly round them.
Someone brought out a large chair and placed it in front of the biggest hut. The old man was put gently onto it. There was great excitement as the boxes were put on the ground in front of him.
The old man called to Jane, Kathy, and John. Thomas was held firmly by two of the Indians. The old man said something, and the Indians made a loud noise with their feet. The old man made a sign to the three friends to join him beside the boxes. Laughing, he indicated that Jane, Kathy, and John should be the ones to free the animals.
"We're very happy to do this," said John, smiling. The old man laughed, as if he understood every word that John had said.
Jane, Kathy, and John unlocked the boxes and opened them. For a moment or two, the animals and birds stayed inside. Then one of the Indians approached, put a hand inside one of the boxes, and gently pushed the creatures out. Soon birds flew high into the air, flying back to their homes in the trees. Monkeys ran back to their families in the jungle.
"I'm so happy that we could save these poor animals and birds," said Kathy, smiling.
"I just wish there was something else we could do," said John.
"There is something I can do," said Jane. "When we get home, I'm going to make sure that the Washington Sentinel informs people what's happening here."
"That's a great idea. Maybe then governments will do something about illegal animal trading, not only here, but in other countries too," added John.
John's thoughts were interrupted as a few of the Indians approached and touched Jane, Kathy, and John gently on their backs. Then they and Thomas were taken from the village back to the river bank. The old man said a few words and pointed to a large canoe. Thomas was pushed into the canoe. Jane, Kathy, and John were carefully helped into it. Then the Indians pushed the canoe into the river and began to row in the direction of the plain.
"When we left Miami, I never dreamt we would be rescuing animals and riding in a canoe with primitive Indians," said Jane. "I think many people from the so-called civilized world are more primitive than the Yanomami Indians," said Kathy. "They may not be as advanced as us in many ways, but we can learn a lot from them."
"Yes, you're right," said Jane, touching her shoulder. John put a hand on his ribs.
"They saved my life," he said.
As they went round a bend in the river, the Amazon rainforest, home to the Yanomami, disappeared from sight. John flew the seaplane to Venezuela, where Thomas was taken to the authorities. Jane, Kathy, and John caught a plane back to Miami, where they were told that rescue teams had tried hard to find them in the jungle. The three survivors' families and friends had thought they were dead and were very happy to welcome them home. Jane, Kathy, and John had had an adventure that they would never forget, but they were all very glad it was over.